It is 26 degrees, and we are approaching quarter to six, and that's Doc Can's time. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well, and repetitive listening is something I want to talk about today because, and to whatever, I remember one Easter, this is weird, I listened to a Nickelback song 13 times, so that's like my record. But this morning, wow. I've listened to the Matty Mullins Show You the Cross song 8 times. I mean, it was just, I played it yesterday on the air. I know I played it leading into our segment recently, and you were at least looking at the lyrics. But
yeah.
You're somebody who comes to mind with repetitive reading and listening because it's like you sort of gave me permission. You're like, yeah, that's a way. It just kind of, we're needy people. And so sometimes you find something and it just speaks to you and the first time doesn't do it. And you don't gain calories like eating too many brownies or something.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely done that with books where I've read them repeatedly or listened to them repeatedly, but probably not with the same frequency that certain songs have done that for me.
But you've done that with sermon jams, though, I thought, right?
Yeah,
like Matt Chandler.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Matt Chandler's forgiveness sermon jam. I used to listen to over and over and over and over again. I think the most recent one was the song See the Love by The Brilliance. I listened to probably 50 or 60 times. And I just, again, I think it really immerses us in that. I think it brings us to a place, at least for me, an emotional place that I feel like I need to be. And so, yeah, so I definitely resonate with what you're saying.
So I've been saying that this is my favorite current song. And it was kind of cool yesterday. I played it, I think, in the 8 o'clock hour. And Caleb's like, that is really good. And so I'm going to play Matty Mullins leading in and then the song. And here's the deal. One of our listening friends, Bob, and I talked with him the other day, and I said, Bob, I'm going to share your name. So anyhow, the deal is that he blessed us each with this wonderful Henry Nouwen book. And
yeah,
it turns out Henry Nouwen came to St. Bede's in Eau Claire. Who knew?
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry I kind of gave that away. At least that's part of the note. He's like, you got to read this. And it's like page 90. So, yeah, and so, but I want to play the, Bob had said you guys should be on 15 minutes. Now, we're not going to be claiming that territory, but, you know, we're going to change things up here a little bit this morning because I want you to stick around, hear this from Matty Mullins, and then react with me afterwards, okay?
Sure, you bet.
All right, here we go. Matty, take it away.
Hey, y'all, I'm Matty Mullins, and this is the story behind my song, Show You the Cross. When I first had a real encounter with Jesus that brought healing into my life, I wanted to shout it from the rooftops, and tell everyone, if you're hurting, this is real. For me, sharing my faith publicly came with a lot of pressure, and I subconsciously put an expectation on myself that I needed to always be ready to say the right thing at the right time if someone were to ask me about Christianity. But through many conversations, I realized that big words and inspirational quotes are empty if they don't point towards something greater. I had to remember that though the change that had happened in me was complex, it was the simplicity of the gospel that brought me to Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I believe that message, the profound simplicity and power of the cross, is all that a broken world needs.
If you've been abandoned by the ones you trust the most, and you build a wall around your heart to make sure no one else gets close, I could fill the air with empty words and hope that they would work, but nothing I could say would change the way you hurt. So I won't say another word. I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high. I'll show you the grave where death was left behind. I'll show you a Savior who paid the highest cost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross.
If you're on the outside, angry and looking in, you don't believe that grace could reach you in the places you have been. If all you know of truth and love are lies and hypocrites, then nothing I could say would change the way it is. The only thing that I can do is this. I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high. I'll show you the grave where death was left behind. I'll show you a Savior who paid the highest cost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross. Show you the grace that led my heart to change. I'll show you a Savior who loved when I was lost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted.
Is that not awesome?
That's an amazing song. Yeah, I think lyrically, I was reading along with the lyrics as it was playing, and there were just so many nuggets in there that really stood out to me. you know, I think I was really struck by if all you know of truth and love are lies and hypocrites. And, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, I could justify, you know, I can tell you all these things, but really what I need to do is show you Jesus. I think that just really stood out for me.
Boy, it's just so, and I love the way, it takes you to the cross. And I mean, even his intro is just like, listen, I still believe the cross. And it takes me, I'm thinking of John Stott, his book, The Cross of Christ. And just come as you are, broken and bleeding. After earlier invoking, you know, over and over we hear, show me, not, and it's just the words perfect, show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross. I might show you some, but show me all your scars, right? Such an invitation of vulnerability.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's hopefully the conversation that you and I have been trying to have and to invite people into is the, you know, to quote Larry Crabb again, where there is pretense, there is no growth.
Right.
Well, you know, basically bring yourself. You know, that's how we grow is in sharing and in seeing one another.
Well, there you go. I've listened to it 9 times. I mean, you don't have to do that, but it certainly is worth repetitive listening and indulge. Yeah. And I liked your word, immerse yourself today. So,
yeah. All right.
Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow. There's a little different best 5 minutes kind of extending musically there this morning to. Well, even with the song, it was just 9 minutes, so there you go. Well, we live in different times, and technology is everywhere, and then it causes us to maybe use body parts more frequently than we might have otherwise. So, small injury, but I'm here with, like, a sore right thumb today, and immediately I'm like, this has got to be from scrolling on the phone, right?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, other ways where I'm just like, you just get that overuse, that repetitiveness, the video game player, right? People don't feel sorry for him or her, but there's probably just massive repetitive use. You ever get any of that?
My chiropractor says text neck is his retirement plan because he knows he's always going to have business.
Yeah, and so there's just things that happen in this day and age with technology where I'm just like, Okay, so what do you do then once you get a sore thumb from over-scrolling? Like, all of a sudden you're like, all right, can I use my index finger to...
I mean, heaven forbid that you stop scrolling for a while. Can't
know,
do that.
It's just like, but you do. You just use it all the time, you know?
So. First world problems, I think, for all of us,
yes.
Right? And it's just like, oh, man.
Yes.
Gotta have our devices.
Having lived in the third world, I know that just about all of them do have cell phones, but maybe it's not an over-scrolling thing.
And this is the time of the week, Halvo, that we do our pet peeves put to music. And I actually do have one that was birthed from a pet peeve that you had mentioned that we share. But we're setting that aside for maybe a week and bringing it back next week. Because you had a suggestion after the craziness, the wonderful, beautiful craziness of Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. You kind of threw out the challenge to me and said, could you put in that same pet peeve song for a change of pace all the different places that you visited.
Right. I mean, you did 4 restaurants a day over 4 days last Tuesday through Friday. And so last Friday morning, it just kind of struck me, hey, how about a little change of pace in the song, all the restaurants and all the food you ate?
Yeah. So we at least named the restaurants under a minute. Let's see how we did it. All right. 16 places, less than a minute. Can we do it? Recapping a whole week. First, we went to Gilmanton to visit Donna Mae. Chickadees and Sammy's and Thorpe's Aroma Cafe. Coffee at 4:30 a.m., omelets at Ranty's. Then road trip to Los Cobos and a slice of Italy. 4 days, 16 restaurants, $13,300 in surprise big tips. Breakfast at Maxine's and pie at Lady Smith Family. The district and silly Serrano was so fun to see. Heckles, Fill-In Station, Northern Tap House, and Del Rey. I guess a great big thank you is all I have left to say. All that I can say. Seriously, thank you.
I love it. Seriously. I think it's a great recap. Puts
thank
a
you.
Bow on it.
There you go. So just a little bit different, a little bit different this time. But again, thank you so much, everyone who gave. He's back, Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
Great to have you back. And as always, things are so busy down at the orchard, just a couple miles south of Eau Claire on 53. Mother's Day baskets, Halvo. I know we were talking about that from time to time, all the great locally made products. And then you were asking Ronnie off the air, just how many jams and jellies. And have we lost count, Ronnie?
Oh, yeah. Lost count. 30-some total flavors.
What did you say, 8 or 9 with the jalapeno?
8 or 9 with the jalapeno or the habanero.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, I think both of our wives, Mark, love the raspberry jalapeno. It's just fantastic. And honestly, Ronnie, the last time I came down and bought a jar, I don't know if it made it through the week. It didn't it didn't last very long. So we'll have to make a trip down there again. Well, what's new? I know you're using us as some guinea pigs here today for the newest creation
today.
Kitchen.
As usual, the gals are stirring up new recipes every day. And so... now we're looking at some items that we can bring along with us to the farmers markets, mm-hmm. along with having it there in the store. So today we have cookies.
What kind of cookies?
We have caramel apple cookies.
Caramel apple cookies.
And I'm looking at these, for one thing, gorgeous to look at. My compliments to Shelley and Misty, whoever had a hand in making these too. And after you told me that they're caramel apple, it's like, oh, that makes sense. Because again, we have the nice green going through along with that beautiful caramel color. Right. And they look fantastic.
Right. And they taste pretty good too. Mm.
Now, are you the very first taste tester usually, or who gets that on?
No.
Matt, Mason?
No, the girls.
Okay. Well, I suppose if they're going to all the work to make it there.
And then they come home and let us try it. So
we know coming up the second Sunday of May is Mother's Day, and people have been hearing about the Mother's Day gift basket. Tell us about that.
Just a great idea. We thought it would be something nice for Ma's, kind of like a meal for four, with a hamburger buns, and the Doc's greens on there, and the jams that you get to pick out. Now, Doc's favorite is putting our blackberry jalapeno on top of that hamburger
okay.
with his microgreens.
Really?
Yeah.
And again, these are all locally sourced, local small businesses that you're supporting. So everything from Buns from Barking Dog Bakery to Eau Claire Cheese and Deli supplying the cheese, Soak Up supplying the hamburger for those hamburgers, and your local jams, jellies, cookies, and Farm Dog Microgreens. Again, this is Down to Earth. I know has a beautiful plant in there as well, too. So this is all local. You're supporting local when you buy these Mother's Day baskets.
Right. That was the key thing for us to do this time, was just make sure that everything is local.
Well, mom deserves multiple gifts. And the great thing about pre-ordering this basket filled with these locally made products is you cover a lot of bases, right? I mean, from the plant to the meal and everything.
Right, right.
I'm being corrected. Misty says Doc likes blueberry habanero.
Blueberry. I'm sorry.
So,
wow.
Sorry, Doc.
So, yeah, Farm Doc Microgreens, you can try that as well, too, because what's great with these Mother's Day baskets, you get to pick out your own two jams or jellies from Avenue for Mom. So there's some personalization there. But I know there is a deadline coming up, and we said right. May the 3rd, which is a week from Monday, to get these in time.
Yes, get them ordered, get them in there, so that way, and the reason for the pre-order is so we can make sure that everything is fresh.
And the best way to do that?
Is, again, call us in, 715-563-5874. Give me a shout. Let me know. We'll get that basket ordered, and you'll be able to pick it up either Friday on the 7th or Saturday the 8th. Your choice.
All right, so just make sure you order that in time, and they can always order in person if they want to stop by the Avenue Orchard store. You guys are open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday through Monday.
Correct.
So Avenue Orchard just south of Eau Claire, a couple miles south of Eau Claire on Highway 53. Ronnie, it's always great to see you. Thanks for bringing us caramel apple cookies.
You're welcome.
He just never shows up empty-handed.
I know. They're in gifts, always.
Get those Mother's Day baskets ordered from Avenue Orchard. Such a great supporter here of the ministry at WWIB as well.
All right, so job interviews. I mean, let's face it, it's kind of pressure. You show up and, wanting a job. And so what we have for you this morning is actual quotes, actual real quotes from real job interviews. People actually said this.
After they said this, whether they actually got the job is a whole other question.
But we're not recommending this. We're just telling you. For instance, someone actually said in a job interview, "Do you know of any companies where I could get a job I would like better than this one?"
Maybe not the best thing to come out of your mouth. Actual things that people have said during job interviews. What is it that you people do at this company anyway? I mean, I still want the job, but what is it you do?
So not a lot of preliminary research. Here's an actual quote from a job interview. I would have been more successful if nobody would have snitched on me.
What in the world? And I never got caught neither. Here's another one. My resume might make it look like I'm a job hopper, but I want you to know that I never left any of those jobs voluntarily.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I... here's another one. Will the company move my rock collection from California to Maryland?
It's a fringe benefit that's very important to me.
Wow.
Other things that people said during job interviews, someone blurted this one out. My legs are really hairy. I guess casual Fridays just want you to be aware.
Oh, that's a good one. This is actually said in a job interview. Would it be a problem if I'm angry most of the time?
Not all the time, but most of the time. Is that cool here? What kind of environment? What kind of team do we have? Actual quotes from job interviews, a few more. Sometimes I feel like smashing things was something someone actually said.
We were actually looking for someone like that. By the way, will my office...
I'm not trying to hire the Hulk here.
Will my office be near an ice machine?
You know, I don't want my hotel room or my cubicle near an ice machine.
Right.
Here's another one. I am fascinated by fire was something blurted out in a job interview.
If you're looking for a pyromaniac, I guess. A couple more. Would anyone notice if I came in late and left early?
And final, real things that real candidates have said in job interviews. A word to the wise, maybe don't say this one. How many warnings do you get before you're fired?
Oh, what a collection.